It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 3rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $66,094. ETH is up slightly at $3,320. Binance Coin down slightly at $557. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce criticized the SEC's regulatory approach, particularly denouncing Staff Accounting Bulletin 121. The bulletin released in March of 2022 requires firms to record customers' crypto holdings as liabilities on their balance sheets if they custody crypto. Peirce labeled it a pernicious weed. She emphasized that compliance with such guidance is mandatory despite not being final agency action. Peirce's remarks underscored broader criticisms of regulatory processes and transparency within the SEC. A crypto wallet linked to the U.S. Department of Justice, holding about $2 billion in confiscated Bitcoin, sent a test transaction to Coinbase Prime. The wallet has moved 0.001 BTC, likely in preparation to move a larger amount. This wallet's Bitcoin is associated with funds seized from the Silk Road. Gas, formerly known as Mangata Finance, has raised $5 million in a private funding round as it prepares for its testnet launch on Eigenlayer. This brings Gas's fully diluted token valuation to $80 million. Originally incubated by Polychain within the Polkadot ecosystem, Gas aims to facilitate cross-chain swaps, starting with Ethereum scaling networks like Arbitrum and Optimism. It plans to launch its testnet as an Eigenlayer AV soon, leveraging Ethereum security features without its own consensus mechanisms. Today, Wormhole has started their token airdrop claim process at 7:30 a.m. Around 400,000 wallets will be eligible to claim about 6.78% of the total supply. This distribution is based on a snapshot taken on February 6th across various Wormhole-connected blockchains. The token, available as both an ERC-20 and SPL token, is expected to have an initial circulating supply of 1.8 billion. Last year, Wormhole closed a $225 million funding round, giving it a valuation of $2.5 billion. Web3 venture firm Paradigm is in discussions with investors to raise up to $850 million for a new crypto venture fund. If successful, this fund would be the largest since the crypto market crash of May 2022, according to Bloomberg. The potential deal suggests positive sentiment for the crypto market's recovery. And finally, on Tuesday, ARK Invest 21 shares saw net outflows of $87.5 million, marking its highest outflow since its inception. These outflows coincided with a slight decline in Bitcoin's price, trading at $65,881 on Tuesday. With the Bitcoin halving expected later this month, historical trends suggest a bearish short-term outlook followed by a long-term bullish cycle. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.